Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, hey, listen, I have a quick ask for you, and that's this. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have an episode damn near every day of the week. And I would love a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. You know, I know that's not always easy, but you click a couple buttons, you go there and just type in a couple words of what this show has helped you with, the value that it's brought to you. Like Taylor here, Valleyscape Taylor shared, I recently listened to episode 474. That morning, I had to have a tough conversation with an employee I really liked and cared about. I listened to this episode on my way to the meeting by chance, and it really helped me to approach this situation differently than my instinct was to approach it. That episode was one of the best I've ever heard. The emotions involved and the experiences shared really helped me see things from someone else's point of view. So first, I want to say thank you to Valleyscape Taylor. Appreciate you leaving that review. It means a lot. And listen, if this show is helping you in any way, shape, or form, it's added value to you, help you see something different, make more money, whatever it might be, please give us a review and tell that story. Give us a shout out there, because the more contractors that get this show in their ears, the better the industry gets for everybody. So anyway, that's my ask. Appreciate you guys, and let's get rocking here. Fighters, welcome to Monday Mojo. Got a story here for you today. It was something I shared in one of the Facebook groups, and I just thought you guys would get a kick out of it here if you didn't see it. So I want to talk about my daughter, Iris. She's 17 now. Little backstory, we adopted her when she was 9 months old from China, and she's part of our family, and it's amazing. Okay, so, but anyway, share about her bookmark business here. And when she was about 7 years old, she came into my room and asked me to help her with something, and I'm, you know, like, hey, what's up? And she's like, hey, I want to walk around, want you to walk me around the neighborhood with me so I can sell bookmarks. And this is Saturday, you know, it was a Saturday morning. And so I poured a fresh cup of coffee and we hit the pavement. And as we walked, I asked her where she got the bookmarks. And she says, well, I got them from Marianne. Now, Marianne was our elderly neighbor, Ed and Marianne, two of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And they were truly grandparents to my kids in those early years. Marianne would often give Iris things to make crafts out of. And Iris told me that on this Friday, it was Saturday. So Friday, Marianne gave her some construction paper. And so Iris says, I cut the paper into bookmarks, like rectangles, and then I decorate them. I decorated them. So at this point, I'm beaming with pride, like most entrepreneur dads would be, or parents, right? You know, here my seven-year-old daughter being a little entrepreneur, she's hustling, finding a way to make some money out of thin air like we do. And what was even cooler is her margins were off the charts because it cost her nothing but a little sweat equity. She got all her supplies for free. And whatever she sold these bookmarks for, she was winning big time, right? So we walked the area. She knocked some doors. She went to each door alone. She told me to wait down by the sidewalk, which I did. And in about an hour, she sold out of the bookmarks and she held a stack of cash, $45, in about an hour, maybe a little less than an hour. How cool is that, right? 7 years old, 45 bucks. Boom, done. As we walked home, she said to me, can we go to Target? And I said, you want to go to Target? I said, yeah, we can go to Target. What's up? She says, well, now I can buy mom a Mother's Day gift. So now I think that this is not on purpose, by the way, but it's just hitting me right now that at the time of this recording, it's a Thursday and this coming Sunday's Mother's Day. And this has nothing, I didn't even plan this, but it literally, when I said, so I could buy mom a Mother's Day gift, it hit me that this week is Mother's Day, right? So kind of cool. So anyway, she tells me, you know, she wants to buy a gift for her mom. My jaw drops, right? I'm blown away. So we jump in the truck, we hit Target, you know, we walk around, she gets whatever she got and, you know, Mother's Day gift. We jump back on the truck. And on the way home, you guys, I said to her, hey, just out of curiosity, when you were knocking those doors, what did you say to people? She says, hi, I'm Iris, and I made bookmarks so I can make some money to buy my mom a Mother's Day gift. Let me say that again. Hi, I'm Iris, and I made some bookmarks so I can make some money to buy my mom a Mother's Day gift. She made 15 of them. She sold them each for $3, $45. So why do I share this with you today as you kick this week off? What's the point? Guys, as a business owner, there's many needs. You got overhead, you got debt to pay down, marketing to do, people to hire. We could go on for hours and days here about all the crap that needs doing in your business. And some of you are staring into a long, dark tunnel right now with no light in sight. I know you because I've been you. Okay, not all of you, but some of you, and that's okay. Most of us, if you've owned a business, you've been there where you could feel your shoulders slumping and your eyes aren't as bright as they once were. I want to remind you that there's always a way, but you have to do your part. And nobody's coming to rescue you. There's no magic business fairy floating around looking for people to sprinkle her little success dust on. Okay? So this week, imitate Iris. She was resourceful. She put in the work. She got off her ass and she asked for the order. She sold with emotion. She didn't talk about the thickness of the construction paper or the number of beads and ribbons she had on the bookmarks and where they were sourced. All right? She sold with emotion. So guys, girls, peoples, whatever your situation is right now, find a way to win. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right? Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.